Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Chavtes. As yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we had a Haschala into Cheska Sabatim. And now we are on the second Daf. Chav Ches Amabez, towards the bottom, as we continue in the sugyas of Cheska Gimel Shanim, as we spoke about yesterday, the important Ritva, which that concept is going to come up over and over again, the different unique usage of chazaka in this parak than in other parak. Again, later on, we'll get to the type of chazaka that we're used to, the kinyan chazaka, but this chazaka is a chazaka shel raya, that if I am squatting residence of 3 years, so that somehow shows something. Either that is the ikker, or the fact that the other person doesn't protest is the ikker, with the background of my residence and squatting here, different ways that it's formulated, but either way, we spoke about yesterday, what is the source for cheskas gemul shanim? So the first idea was the amazing comparison of Shar HaMu'ad. We compare 3 years, just like a Shar becomes a Mu'ad after three times. The Gemara went into how is that possible? A Mu'ad is after only the fourth time, and then the Reb Meir says it should be even stronger because of Kiriv Negichosav, and we spoke about how if you have three behaviors, if you have three produces during 3 months, so that should also be good. So the Gemara answers, yeah, that's true. That's like Rabbi Yishmael. And that was all option number one. So now the Gemara says, four lines up from the bottom, L'Rabbanan Mai. What about according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who, the Rashba says, though there's no explicit Rabbanan in the Mishnah, but it's implicit. It's implicit based on what the Gemara just said, that there's another Shita out there that says 3 years, period. Not based on what's each specific case would require and entail. So the Rabbanan who would say 3 years always, so what is their source? If you don't go by Shar HaMu'ad, which would then lead you to the Svaras that we said at the end of this year yesterday, which might even be less than 3 years sometimes. So the Rabbanan Mai, Summer of Yosef, a different Pasuk. Kruxiv, there's a Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu is told to buy fields of land, even though in another 2 years from now they're going to go into Galus and they're not going to be able to have their fields. So Sadas Bakesef Yiknu Bakasa Basir Bechasum. Remember we had Yirmiyo earlier already. Daf Yudal Daf Tezvah, but we spoke about the different orders of Tanakh, and we spoke about even though Yishay, according to the Gemara's order, it is Yirmiyahu Yechezkel Yishayahu, because Yirmiyahu, the end of the Sefer Malachim is Churban. Yirmiyahu is Kulo Churban. Cheskel is Churban and Nechama, and Yishayahu is Nechama, as the Gemara calls it. That's why we have that order is given, even though our order is chronological. The order of our Tanakh is Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. Yishayahu lived 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu lived during, and Yecheskel lived afterwards. So that's the order. But either way, Yirmiyahu was forecasting he lived before and during. So says the Pasuk, Sados Bakesef Yiknu V'Kasov B'Sefer V'Chasom. So Yirmiyahu is telling them to buy fields, Sadas Bakesef Yiknu. So you see the shtar is not being used for, it's not a Kenyan shtar here, because it says money. So Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. So Kesef, they're buying the field with Kesef. V'kasov b'sefer v'chasom. And then write it. Write it down in a shtar and sign it and save that. And if you do the math, this is 3 years before when they're going to need it. Shaharei Navi Omeid u'be'eser u'masir alachasasre. The Navi is standing in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, the last king of Yehuda, and Rai Rashi quotes that the last couple of Rashis, we got to focus on it. Rai Rashi says, "Kalu kalu b'chatzer matara," he was put in jail, and there he says, "Shem no marlo Hanamel ben Shalom." He goes through all those psukim there. So you see from there that those 2 years plus the year before that he's talking, all those three are going to make it into, that's going to be 3 years of chazaka, cheskas gemul shanim, and after that you're not going to have to worry about your star anymore. Well, we'll see. That we'll see. I'm sorry, giving it away, but that's going to be the person based on the pasuk. Navi Omeid be'aser matir lachasasrei. So you see, altogether that's 3 years. So isn't that a basis for cheskas gimel shanim? The Rimi Gash continues and explains the hesber of the Gemara is the ilu shaha chazaka miskayemes begimel shanim elu shekodim achurban lo hayakadosh baruch hu meisi eser liyirmiyos leknosa sheish lachush shiyar er laachar shivim shana kishiyivne habayis v'yomer lo machartia lacha. Right, Hashem would be worried that what's going to happen after the 70 years they come back? So he's going to complain. Nobody's going to have shtaras then, right? Possibly, so he's going to complain that it was his. I never sold it to you. V'kivat she'ein biyado lo shtar v'lo chazaka. Shimsu Ma'osav Avudim. So what do you see? That's exactly why Yirmiyahu Navi told him to do this for 3 years beforehand. Hari Shamanu L'Chazaka Shimis Kayemes La'achar Shaloshanim Ve'ein Sarech Shtar. That is the Rimigash in explanation of this line of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, how do you know, Rav Yosef, that this is the source? Dilma Hasa Meisatova Kamash B'man. Maybe Yirmiyahu is just giving them good advice. Right, not that Dafka, they should do this and they need to do this. And really, maybe Chazaka could even be in 1 year. Right, even 1 year's Chazaka, Rashi says, B'shana Achas. And Eitz Tova, that the Shtar should be Mucha L'Raya, you shouldn't need Eidim when you come back. The Elote Machi, because if you don't say this, the following line is for sure just an Eitz Tova. So you see, sometimes Yirmiyahu does not say requirements, but just Eitz Tova. The Elote Machi. Yirmiyahu Navi, this is the message that he sent to those who already went to Bavel. Right, we know there were different stages of the Galus. First, we know the 10 tribes. The Aseres HaShvatim, they went into Galus a couple of stages. That was earlier by Sancheref. Sancheref sent them into Galus. But even Malchus Yehuda, later on, there were different stages. There were the Cheresh and the Masker, and finally the last stage from Nebuchadnezzar. So to Le'et HaMach, Yirmiyahu sent messages. Benu Batim, Ushavu, Veshovu, right? Sit there, build houses, settle there. You're going to be there for a little while. So, for a couple of decades. So Yirmiyahu is saying, set up shop. V'nit'u ganos, v'ichlu aspirion. Right, build houses and plant orchards and vineyards. So, Mike Amar. So what was he telling them? What, this is an obligation for them to build houses and vineyards? El Eitzatova Kamash V'lon. He's just giving them an Eitzatova. Rashi says on top, Shalach Yirmiyahu la'osa shayu b'bavel, shegalu in yechanya, yud alav shana kodim galus sidkiyo. Right, 11 years before the Churban, before Yitzhak went into Galus, the last king, or Yechanya, the earlier one, went in. Banu batim ishvu, kilotetsu mishaman malos lebavel shivim shana. They all knew that prophecy. There was going to be 70 years, right? That even Achashverosh knew that prophecy, right? The other kings knew the prophecy, Balshazzar, right? And they just miscalculated. Well, from when do you start counting the 70 years? But Yirmiyahu says, this is the source of it, right? He's telling them to be comfortable. Don't try to come back sooner. So Eitzatova Kamashla, Sachanami Eitzatova Kamashla. So says Abaya, maybe this is also an Eitzatova, and it is not the source. To Teda Dechsiv, because after all, look, I'll prove to you, because it says Unusatem Bekli Cheres Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabim, right? And that is another proof that this is just an Eitzotova, because he says, right, put your shtaros in a place where they're going to last. That a halacha? No, that's an Eitzotova. That's good advice. Put it there. Laman yamdu yamim rabim. That's one of the sources for kinyan shtar. Remember from Maseches Kiddushin, that pasuk. But either way, Abaya rejects the first possibility of what the source is for Cheses Gimel Shanim. This pasuk of Yirmiyahu might just be an Eitzotova. It might not be a source for the halacha of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So one of the Achronim, the Divrei Malkiel, has a suffix. Which part of the pasuk is the raya? Is it Livnos Batim or Linto Aginos? Right, the pasuk talks about both. And then he says, what's the root issue? Umishum shebibnias batim yesh inyan shel mitzvah velo rak etzatova. It's hard to say that houses are just mitzvah, not just etzatova, not mitzvah. Why? The kivan shal yedei sheyesh lo bayis adam mischayev b'mezuzah v'adam tzorak lechayev atzmo b'mitzvos. Maybe the house part of the pasuk is not a good raya, because a house leads you into mitzvahs. Right? So that's why, Mishab Kach, Yishlom of the raya is from Netiyas Ganos, because in Bavel there are no mitzvahs hatulios ba'aretz. And that's why maybe Dafka there, the raya is from just the Netiyah and not the Binyan. Ach Kasav, Shemei Acher, Valomatin, Sivir Gomer, Libnos, Bayez, Anazaz, Chem, and Mezuzah. But then we know it's not an obligation to build a house. If you have a house, then there's a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. So it could be that that side is also from the Eitz HaTova. Interesting issue that he brings up. Is there an obligation to put myself into a situation to do mitzvos? Right, there are two opposite types of sugyas. One sugya, which we've discussed many times, is one allowed to do act A, which would then require me to be in a state of pikuach nefesh and be doche isurin. Right, nichnas l'tchias isurin. Right, the machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban in the second half of Masechta Shabbos about ishtapeh chamimei. Right, if the hot water that they used to wash the baby in after the bris milah spills, are you allowed to do the milah knowing that you're gonna have to cook the water afterwards? Knisa l'matzav shel dechiyas yisurin. This is an opposite type of case. Do I have an obligation to put myself in a situation of doing a mitzvah? Right now, I'm not in a situation. Right, the wearing dalet kanfas is an example. The Gemara Menachos talks about that. That be'idan rischa, at times of divine anger, that's what Hashem looks for. Hashem looks for to know, not only did we do what we have to do, did we put ourselves into situations of mitzvos? Pesach Sheni Jews, right? All the Mepharshim on Pesach Sheni, they were punter. But lo nigara, lama nigara, they don't want to get the easy way out. They don't want to have a situation where they were potter. They don't want to rely on the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Masechah Sota, on Daf Yadalin, where Moshe Rabbeinu pleads, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because I want to do the mitzvos. You're potter! Don't worry, you're okay. No, Moshe Rabbeinu had this desire to put himself into situations. So is there a chiyuv to do that? The Gemara talks about elsewhere also, another source, the Chasidim HaRishonim, used to bring their tefuah straight through their front door to make sure that they had a chiyuv of Shumas and Maestras. Right, unlike those who brought it through the roof to not without Rias Panei Abayis, so that they wouldn't have a chiyuv. And the Gemara looks somewhat down upon them and lifts up those who brought it through the front door again to be create a situation of chiyuv and mitzvahs. So that's what the Divrei Malkiel here says. Maybe you'd say that the Raya is more from the Netiyas Ganos and not from the Binyan Batim, because Binyan Batim would then put yourself into a situation of putting up a mezuzah. Okay, interesting discussion. So the Gemara says, though, Abaye does not like that Raya, the first one. So we have another try. The first one was with Yosef. Abaye rejected that. So Ella Amarava, fifth line. Shisa, Kamaisa, it's a Svara. It's a Svara. What's the Svara? Chazuk Moshanim. Shasa Kamaisa, Mochel Inshi. 1 year, if I see you squatting on my land for 1 year, I'm Mochel. I'm not going to be so makbid. Tarti, Mochel. 2 years, I'll also be mochel. Tzlas lo mochel. 3 years of your squatting on my property, I'm not going to say a word. So that is not something that is normal behavior. And if you don't say anything, so it must be that you are mochel. Mochel inish. That is the suggestion of Rava. Two important points. Number one, the Ksos points out, you can't take this word of the Gemara so literally. You can't be mochel karka. If I want to give you a piece of land, you can be mochel an obligation. You can be mochel a chol. You can't be mochel karka. The Ksos says from here, you see, that sometimes when the Gemara or Chazal use a term, sometimes you just have to interpret it in the context in which it needs to be interpreted. So says the Ksos in Simen Peches. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the wrong Ksos. That's a later one. No, the Ksos is never wrong. But the other Ksos that we'll get to that sound later. The Ksos here in Simen Peches. The Ksos discusses a different context, but case of a toy minitan. But then he says, he quotes our Gemara, and then he says, Umi deshasak machil, apagav de bekarka vade lo mahani, yelolashin matana. You can't be mochel a piece of, I'm going to give you a piece of land, I'll be mochel to you. You can't be mochel a ba'in, right, to somebody else. You can be makne somehow. You can't be mochel. Elavadai, kol sheshasak bidaito litzno lo. What it really means is that if he's quiet for 3 years, he has a mind to give it to him. Vehecha tuhu chov mochlo lo. Vehecha tuhu davar misuyam nosno lo. You fill in the blank into what his das should be. V'dafka omer beferish. The only thing that doesn't work is if he says beferish lashon mechila bedavar hamisuyam lo mahani. Aval stama mademuchach mishtikaso naase kalashon matana v'nami kalashon mechila hecha deshayach v'zeh barur upashut. So says the Ksos. Don't take the Gemara so literally. It doesn't really mean mochel here. It means he's mochel and therefore he's no saying. And he would give it to the person. That's the number one on the language, machil. The other issue that's brought up by the Achronim here is that, is there mechila belev? There were 10 different Gemaras and Shas. Could you mechil something without verbalizing it? Or writing it? So this, here the Gemara is not, he didn't say anything, dafka. By his not saying something, the Maharit writes in a tshuva, in Choshen Mishpat, in Beis Menhei, that the mechila belev sounds like it would work. Unless you say, this is an example that it's not only belave. Like the Gemara says, Dvarim shebelibo belave kal adam. This is so obvious. This is such an umdana that nobody in their right mind would be quiet. And if you are quiet for 3 years, it's as if you're screaming out. It's as if you're screaming out, I am giving this to so-and-so. So that would be, it could be a raya, but the Maharit acknowledges that it might not be foolproof because You always have that. Whenever you have the question of Dvarim Shebelev, you could always answer, oh, is Dvarim Shebelev a Belev Kol Adam? So that overrides Dvarim Shebelev. Meaning it's not a Dvarim Shebelev, because it's so obvious. So either way, that's Rava. Rava says a Svara, 6 years Mochel, I'm sorry, 3 years, first is Mochel, second is Mochel, third wouldn't be Mochel, and if he's quiet, it must be he's giving it. Good. Amarle, Abaya again asks. Abaya doesn't like any of these answers. Elamayata, if it's true that the owner is mochel the first 2 years, ki hadra ara teheder levar mi pere. So let's say he doesn't have cheses gemul shanim. Let's say he has 2.5 years. So he has to, and the guy, the marakam akam, says, give it back to me. So he has to give it back to him. But we're going to see later on, as the Gemara is about to quote, he has to pay back all the fruit that he ate, because for the past 2.5 years he's been eating somebody on somebody else's land. But wait a minute. I thought we just said that the first 2 years, the person's mochel. So why can't he keep the fruit that he ate and just give back the land? Alama Amar of Nachman, Hadra Arava Hadra Peire. Why does he have to not only give back the land, he has to give back the fruit that he ate? What do you mean? I thought he was mochel the first 2 years. So, try again. Ela Amar Rava, modify that we just said. It doesn't mean mochel. Ela Amar Rava, Shisa Kamais, Shasa Kamaisa, Lo Kapid Inshi. It means the person's not makpid. He's not going to protest. Doesn't mean that he's mochel and he wants to give you the fruit, but he's just not, he doesn't protest. Tarti lo kapid, tlas kapid. The third year a person would be makpid about, and therefore, if he doesn't say anything, it must be he's not makpid, and either it's a reflection that he sold it, or that he's giving it right now, different formulations. That is Rav's modified statement. You can see on the side, we have now stopped having Rashi, on the second level of Basra, Adkan Pirish Rashi. Right now we have the Rashbam, his grandson. On the side it says Kan Meis Rashi, Zal, in one of his editions, we assume that Rashi wrote on all of Baal Basra. And every Masechet, we don't have Rashi. Rashi didn't leave out any Masechet. We just don't have it. We don't have Rashi on the Darim and on Nazir and on the rest of Baba Basra here. But either way, the Rashbam, his grandson, takes over. We know his grandson was Nifter, Rashi was Nifter at a very young age. The Rashbam knew him for a couple of years. But the Rashbam has his amazing commentary in the beginning of Vayeshev, where the Rashbam says he spoke to his grandfather many times, and his grandfather, like he was only like 8 or 9, but he spoke to him many times, and he admitted to me that if he would have more time in his life and he was younger, he would rewrite his commentary on the Torah closer to Pshuto Shel Mikra. Unbelievable. The Rashbam says that about Rashi, his grandfather. But that is he was the brother, the less famous brother, Rabbeinu Tam, with the Rashbam's more famous brother, the most often quoted Baal Tosfos in Shas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Meir, right, the brother of Shmuel ben Meir, the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam was his nickname. One of two reasons, Yaakov Ishtam, Rabbeinu Tam himself in Sefer HaYashar gives a different reason why he was called Rabbeinu Tam. He came up with a takana for the in a certain that was nicknamed the Tam takana. Either way, but we have the Rashbam now, and that's why Baba Basra is lengthy, because nobody has the greatness and the ability to be so concise as Rashi. That's why, nothing against the Rashbam, but Rashi had a gift that was unique in history, to be able to write so much and so little, and that's why we have Baruch Hashem 6 months to discuss Maseches Baba Basra. But we continue now. Omalei Abaya, says Abaya, Elameata, could go into high. So what was this, the Rav's third now, altogether, third suggestion? What's the Svar for Cheses Gemul Shanim? Because people aren't Makbid the first 2 years. The third year they're Makbid, and if they don't say anything, so that's a Raya. Omalei Abaya, Elameata, 1 second, could go into Hani de Bebar al Yashiv. So what about this family? The Be'al Yashiv family. The Kapti Afilu Aman de Chalaf Amitzra did too. They are so makbid, they don't even let anybody walk on their border. They don't let anybody touch their land. So you should say, if they don't say anything, Hachanami de la'al d'Rabbi Chazakas. Then you should say, well, for them, it'll be immediate. Not even 3 years. Most people aren't makbid the first couple of years. But this family is makbid. Every tiny, it won't let you get a step on it. So you're going to say that that's a chazaka right away? Meaning, if I squat on Bar al Yashiv's land for 1 day, and they don't say anything, so it should be mine right away. You're going to say that? V'chitei ma'achanami. And if you say that's true, imkei nasadze v'rachol shiurin. You can't say that, because then you'll have, everybody will have their own shiur? Question mark. Question on the question. Asks the Rashba. Ask the Ritva. I don't understand. What about Bar Baal Yashiv? Just the opposite. Bar Baal Yashiv, you say, oh, everybody's going to have their own shiur? No. But the daitam. What kind of question is that? Right, the Rashba says, I don't understand, the Gemara is asking it in one direction. I think you should say exactly the opposite. Tamili Adaraba. May high time Mahavale the Rabba Lame. My Rabba should have answered, Ta'afilu Debar al Yashivo Nachzik Alayo Bavatsir Miklas. No, it's 3 years. Mishun to call midas chachamim kachu shemisaklin al derech harov v'derech haklal lo al derech haprat. Every takana derabanan goes by the majority. For example, right, the Gemara has arboim so tova b'mayim. What is the amount that fits an average body of a person in the mikvah? 40 sa'ah. What if you have a little small guy that can fit into 30 sa'ah? It doesn't matter. That's not a mikvah. A mikvah, you go by the rove. Shekal gufa shel adam tovel b'hem. Arbaim sa'ah chaser kurtov eino tovel. Ve'afilu katan shekal gufa shelo tovel be'esrim sa'ah. So he says, I have one other time this type of question comes up in Shas that I don't like. You look in Kiddushin about the Bante Rabbi Yanai who only give themselves over in marriage for a higher level than a pruta. Maybe they should need it higher. So he says, Besorachilian, doesn't answer the question. He just says, I don't know, I don't understand. I like to think that the Gemara could have asked the exact opposite question. Not like they should have their own shear, but their shear. You're going to tell me that they're going to be also go by 3 years? The answer should be yes, they go by 3 years. That's how all midos of Chachamim go. The Ritva, though, explains the question a little differently. He doesn't quote his Rebbe, the Rashba, but he's clearly answering that question. He says, the question isn't about Bar Al Yashif. The question is, you're telling me that people are Makbid only after 3 years? Who says that's true? Some people are mocked after 1 year, some after two, some after three. That's really Gemara's question. How could you say that everybody's mockbid only on this specific time? As the Rashba noted. This is the question. If you're telling me that this whole rule is based on kpeda, ein hadeos shavos bazeklau. But everybody out there has different levels of kmeida. Yesh makbid biyom echad, yesh b'chodesh, yesh b'shana, v'ruba kapti b'pachos mishaloshanim, elosh ein lohem panai limchos. Right, he says, it's a more general question, not about a specific family. And then he says, and if you look in Kiddushin, I explained it there, what that problem is. But the Rashba said, that also is a problem. So the Ritva says, look over there for the pshat over there, but this is how you learn the pshat of this Gemara. Okay, so it's the Rashba and the Ritva on this Gemara's question. Either way, we reject, and therefore we come up with the final maskana. Ela amarava, the Rava's third try, the fourth one we've had today. Ela amarava, shasa kamaisa, mizdar inish bishtare. For 1 year, a person, if I buy a piece of land, I'll be careful and hold on to my shtar. Tarti vitzlas, mizdaher. Right? 2 and 3 years, also, I'll be careful, because I know that I need to keep it and make sure I have a raya. Tfei lo mizdahir. More than that, I'm not zahir. I'm not going to keep my shtar, and we can't expect the buyer to keep the shtar for more than 3 years. After 3 years, we assume that he doesn't keep it, and therefore, you should have protested beforehand. Interesting, what came first? What came first? The fact that people don't keep their shtaris for 3 years, or the fact that people don't leave their karka for 3 years with somebody squatting on it unprotested? Different formulations in the Rishonim. What causes what? If you look in the Rashba says, because they know that he didn't protest for 3 years, so therefore they feel safe, and therefore they're not careful with their shtaris. Right, so the Rashba says it starts off with the ma'arer, not the machzik. We'll find different formulations in the Rishonim. Where does it start? The Rashba, just read the Rashba's lashon. That's how, as he just explained it. The time of the milsim, mishum the high time of the tzlas mizdaher, felo mizdaher, lav ki hilchus ablo time of naktin amay. It's not like a zeres akasev halach moshe b'sinai. No, ela b'time atalia v'hu mishum dekivan deruben shal b'nei adam makpidin b'achilas peros shal gimel shanim. Since people are makpid when people sit in their yards for 3 years, upachos b'kan lo kapti af lo keach ze. The lo keach, the buyer, is second step. Choshesh v'nizhar b'rayos av kol shalosh. The meimar amar shema yavo hayom amachar v'yaru alai. I'm going to be careful, because maybe he's going to complain. Once I know you didn't complain for 3 years, I know you're not going to say anything. And therefore, so even though the Gemara says, you read the Gemara, for the formulation of the Gemara sounds like it's all about the machzik. He holds on to a star, he doesn't hold on to a star. The Rashi is saying that's really step two. That's really a result of how they view the machzik. How do you do the ma'arer? I'm sorry. The ma'arer doesn't complain for 3 years, therefore they don't hold on to their staris. Whatever he says, if they're not holding it in the right, if they're not enjoying the payers in the normal way, then maybe you can say that's why there was no macha. But either way, that is the Rashba's formulation. The Ksos, again, like I said before, the second and final Ksos of the day, the Ksos says, again, an important formulation. And he asked the Kasha on this whole Perek. We're going to be Motzi Mamon from the Cheskas Marakama. We know that this person owned this land for years and generations. And because for 3 years he didn't say anything, we're going to be Motzi Mamon. What kind of kinyan is that? What kind of rai is that? So it's so said, that's unbelievable. Beating HaMotzi Mamon, if you're Motzi Mamon, so you might say that he's Machzik now, but Cheskas Marakama. So what are we being Motzi from? Tzarech Taiman, he dozel lav reyesa b'vad lesle shtara. Right, he doesn't have the shtar. Umishim tfeilo mizdayar. Aval sof ein lo raya. Vehechi motziin mi marakama b'lo raya. How does this parak work? So the Ksos says, takana derabanan. That's the Ksos. This svara, says the Ksos, is a takana derabanan. Latovas, he says this three times in this piece, latovas shnehem. It's not for the good of either of them exclusively. It's for the good of both of them. Well, this is the Ksos in Simon Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem. Iker Chazaka, the Gimel Shanim, Eino Ela Takanas Chachamim. Mishum Tikana Olam, Delo Regili Lihi Zahir Bishtar Tvei Mishalosh. People don't honor their Shtaris. The Sover Hamachzik, Kiva She Yoshe Betocho Mesha Gimel Shanim, Vein Orer Irur, Shuv Lo Yis Orer Od Irur, Velo Mizdahir Tvei. Again, like the Rashba's formulation. And therefore, it's going to cause problems after 3 years. We're telling you, just register a complaint within 3 years. Once you register the complaint, then he's going to be Mizar the Shtar. Look at the Nemuka Yosef here. He says, Lefisha das ha'olam kein lo tiknu chachamim elo shaloshanim. He says, mashma, that it's a takana derabanan, and the Rambam's lashon in Toim Vinitan, ho'el v'lo machit ata hifsadata al atzmecha. So he says, you get that lashon, that the takana was l'tova shnehem. That's the important language of the Ksos, in Simin Kuf Mem, Sif Beis, I think this is. Right, Sif Beis, yeah. Kuf Mem, Sif Beis. That is the Ksos. But again, that's the lashon following the lead of the Rashba, that really it's that people don't complain. If people don't complain for 3 years, so then they're not going to be zara in the shtar. Vehu. Amalei Abaya, again, Abaya. Abaya is on the attack on today's daf. Elameat, but 1 second. If you're telling me that it's all about shtaros and being mizar in the shtar, mecha shalo b'fanav lo tehevi mecha. So we should say that a mecha, a protest, that it is not in front of the machzik, should it work? Why? Because then he's going to think he doesn't have to be Zahir in the Shtar. And really, he has to be, because there was a complaint lodged. So that Macha shouldn't be a good Macha. He doesn't have the Shtar, but he'll say, you know, look, if I knew you complained, I would have kept the Shtar. But he didn't know about that complaint. So why should a Macha shalom b'fun of work? Answer, Chavra islay. Second time we had this in 2 days. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Meaning, if he's moche, we assume that it got to the ears of the machzik. And that's what we can assume. And that's why Chazal made the takana outside harov. So, lamaisa, so what if we know for sure that he did not hear the macha? What if we know for sure that the machzik, how do we know? We know that the people who heard the macha didn't tell anybody. So what do we know? That's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah says right here that even if we know for sure, it doesn't matter. This is a rule. 3 years. Chesed gimel shanim, he doesn't hold the shtar. If he made a macha, the clock starts again, and if he doesn't hold the shtar, then it's tough luck. Then the ma'arer, the marakama, gets it back. Doesn't matter. I think that is the case, even if we know for sure, lo plug kind of statement. The Rambam gives the strong impression that if we know for sure, the only reason that he's not Zar in the Star is because he heard the Macha. He knew about the Macha. But if he didn't know about the Macha, so then we could say that he The clock would not start again. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Moed Nitan Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey. The Chazaka Shehigia Elecha Hadavar the Kivin Sheyadata Shemicha Bacha. Right, you should hold on to the shtar. Mashma im lo yadata, if you didn't know. So again, he doesn't say beferish, that even if he doesn't know, but it sounds like from the Rambam that if he wouldn't know, then he would be able to have that claim. Good. Amar Avuna, Shaloshanim Sha'amru, Hushachlan Ritzufos, the 3 years that we're talking about are consecutive. Even if you have 3 years, 1, 3, 5, that's not good enough. The years have to be consecutive. Why? Says the Rashbam. Consecutive. Says the Rashbam. Haidelo machoylacha haino mishum to ovarta lashana shnia. Right? If you didn't, I saw the second year, you didn't do anything with it. You let it fallow. To galita daitacha to lavidachave. You didn't use it for a year in between, so that shows that you don't think it's yours. So it says it has to be consecutive. Says the Gemara, Maika Mash Melantanina. It says that in the Mishnah. What's Rav Huna's Chiddush? Cheskasen Shaloshanim Miyom Liyom. Right, it's consecutive. So the Gemara answers, Ma'u Detema Miyom Liyom La Afuke Mikuta'os. You might think Miyom Liyom means it just has to be complete years. Ula Olam Afilu Mefuzaros, but it can be scattered. Complete years, but not in a row. That's what I might have thought reading the Mishnah Kamash Bala, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, and it has to be consecutive. Amar Rav Chama, Umodi Rav Huna, but Rav Huna would agree, Pa'asri to Movri Bagi. If there is a minhag to let fields be fallow every other year for the strength of the field, so then that would be different. Well, we had this, if you remember, back in the end of Baba Kama, in Parakama Kabel. We spoke about different types of sharecroppers. If a sharecropper left the field fallow, is that okay? Is that not okay? Or he can't plant other things in the field because he doesn't know what happened last year, and maybe it was light fallow or didn't line fallow, various permutations there of the case. So if Chama says, if it's a place where people let the fields lie fallow, so then it wouldn't undermine the Cheskas Gemoshanim. So in that case, in a place where the minhag is to plant and then to leave it, not to be machish the karka, so then that's considered Rashbam, second wide line. This is called normal bialim behavior. And therefore, that's not going to be considered a separation between the years. The Rashbam does note, continue reading that Rashbam, second wide line, Mihu Shana Shehovira in Ola Lecheshman Shalosh Shnei Chazaka. It doesn't break it, but it doesn't count. Doesn't count. You're going to need 1, 3, 5 might be a good Cheskas Gimel Shanim there. 2 and 4 aren't going to be a Hefsik, but you need to guard it until after the 3 years of the Chazaka. So where it says Shita, again, isn't that Pashit? That Rav Huna would admit to that. Lo tricha de'ika the mover, mika the lo mover. Now the chiddush is if some do, some don't. The high gavra movra, and this person let a lie fallow. So ma the tema, you might say to Amar Leim Isa the didachave ibay lachalam Israel. The ma'arer might say if it's really yours, you should have planted it, right? Even though some people let it lie fallow, you should have been zorea in it. Why? Rabbeinu Yonah, 2 words. Lamaher cheskascha, to hasten your chazaka. If you really wanted to show that it was yours, some people work it straight, so you should have worked it straight. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. 2 answers why. What's the Kamash Malan? Da amale, chada ara bikule baga lo matzina lintar. Either the machzik could say, all the fields are being let fallow, I'm going to plant stuff. It's so expensive, I'm going to have to appoint a watchman just to watch my fields when all the other fields are being planted. So then we chip in for the watchman. But here, I'm going to have to pay myself. I can't do that. So that's why I let it lie fallow with all the other fields that also were able to lie fallow. Inami, pachi nichale da abdetfe. Or he could say, no, I want it to lie fallow because I want it to be stronger. I want it to be very plentiful the following year. And that's why I let it lie fallow. Right? That reminds us of the Rambam Shmita Svara. All different Svaras. The Rambam Shmita Svara is it gives a koach to the land, letting it, not be planted every 7 years. Although other Rishonim wonder about that, but that's the Rambam in Or Nevuchim. Period. So, Rav Huna says it has to be consecutive. Our Mishnah, Tancheska Sabatim. Right, first 2 words in the parak. But 1 second. V'habatim to be yama yadi b'lelo lo yadi. By bat houses, there's only chazaka by the days. They have a chazaka, they were there by the nights. They don't know by the nights. So you see, it's not consecutive. So, Amar Abaya, yeah, man masad abatim, shivavi, yeah, who's going to be made on houses? The neighbors. Shivavi made the yadi. The neighbors do know. Be a mama ubalelya. The neighbors do know. The neighbors can testify. What do the neighbors know? What do the neighbors know? What do they testify about? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, they know that they didn't see moving trucks in front of this family's house taking out all their stuff. It's not that they saw them every second of the night. That's impossible, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Even in this suggestion, says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'diyadiyas shivavi kishe'ein margishin sheze yotze misham umotzi klei tashmisho misham balelos. Shahadavar rachok shelo yargishu bakach. For neighbors not to notice those things would be very foreign. Avolet, right? If your neighbor's doing construction or your neighbor's moving in and out, you know, right? You don't. It's not. You're not blind to it. Avolet lomar, but says the Rabbeinu Yonah, don't think that what is being suggested here is sheyidu ashkenim shereuhu darsham kol halelos shahari efshar shehi no orin kol halayla. Well, they're going to be up every night. Va'afiluk sheim no orin kol halayla betoch beisam enam yodim mizay machzik lan ba'bayis o yotzi misham mizman shchiva v'lan ba'bayis acher. It's impossible. So even when it says the neighbors know at night, it doesn't mean 24/7. It means they know. They could tell that you're living there at night. Answer number one. Rava Amar, Kigon, Da'asu Beitre, V'amri. No, this is it. Two people came, V'amri, and they said, Anan Agrinan Mine. Two people come and say, we rented it, we leased it from this man. V'darina Beit Loshana. We rented and lived there for 3 years. We lived there day and night. So there are Edim that we leased it from him. So him, he's the real owner, right? If for 3 years you didn't say anything. So that's the second day. Amar le Rav Yehi le Rav Ashi. Whoa, how did Rava suggest this? Hani nogin beitusa name. I don't understand. We shouldn't trust those Edim. They're no Geva Edis. They have a vested interest. Why? De'ilo amri hachi. Because if they don't say this, and let's say the land goes back to the original owner, so then what? They're going to have to pay rent again for those 3 years. Amrina le zehu zilu havula agar beisalahai. You have to pay the original owner. So they have a vested interest to say that the machzik is the real owner. So how would we trust them? So Gemara says, you're right. Amar le daini deshvili hachi daini. Only lowly judges would say that that's what Rava meant. Of course, Rava didn't mean that. Rava also knows the principle of Nogea Be'edus, which comes up as from later in the parak. Milo Askinon could go into Nakiti Agar Beis. They're holding the rental payment. The Ami Laman Lisve. They're just figuring out who to pay. So therefore, they don't have any vested interest. They're giving the money to somebody. So they don't really care, and therefore they wouldn't be Nogea Be'edus. Rav Shimon here, in the literature of Shimon Shkap and Simon Yud Gimel, discusses, okay, without getting into the details, why we wouldn't say, he compares this to a case of Palginan Ne'emanis and Palginan Dibura. Sometimes we find in other places that we'll accept half of what somebody's saying and not the other half. So here he asks, why don't we say we trust that, you know, they rented it from this guy, or that this person was the maskir. This person was the one who was dealing with this, but not that they were the ones that were the renters. Right? So sometimes you, right, the cases in Sanhedrin Daf Yud around, right? Ploni Rav Ila Onsi. Right, you trust that Ploni Rava, but not Lee. Right? Sometimes you have the Palginan, the Dibura, Palginan Nehemana. So he discusses here why you wouldn't be able to say that. Right? That's his question. Shasochrim yu Nehemanim rak l'gabi hamaskev, lo l'gabi atzmam, mikoh Palginan Nehemanas. Shenitan l'chalikasa eidus shalohem v'lomash, l'gabi atzmam, sheim nogim bedavar eino Nehemanim. V'lo makabonasa eidus, v'yisarchu l'shalim, gam l'ma'arer, l'gabi cheskas hamaskir, sheino nogim bedavar, makabonasa eidusan. Right? So why wouldn't you say that? See, he discusses why you wouldn't be able to say that in this case. Okay, second to last line. Amar Marzutra, says Marzutra, Rashbam says, this Marzutra is Milsa Ba'apinav Shehi. Right, it's a separate statement. The Pshita Leila Marzutra, right, it's obvious to Marzutra that even though all the earlier Amaram required 3 consecutive years, Afilu Hachi, fourth to last line of the Rashbam, Ein Machayven Es Amachzik Lahavi Eidim Sheidu Beferish Akol Hayavim Vahalelos. You don't need an aid for every day and night of those 3 years. They should say, be made stam, that he lived there for 3 years like normal people would live. So back to Marzutra. Amar Marzutra. V'itoin v'amar. So Marzutra says, 3 years, general aid is for 3 years. But what if somebody, the ma'arer, says, he doesn't have to prove this originally, but what if the ma'arer then says, v'itoin v'amar, leisu tre sadi la sudele, the darbe tlashan v'yamama ubelelya tanase taina. He doesn't originally have to bring the Edim that he was there at night. But if the Ma'ara complains that he wasn't there at night, right, he says, Tainas Bari, that I know you weren't there at night, so then he has to bring Ra. And that's why I wasn't Mocha. I wasn't mocha because I know you weren't there at night. So then he would have to bring edus that he was there at night as well. Umodi marzutra, but even though this is true that you'd have to bring edus in that case, marzutra agrees birochlin hamachzirin bayaros. If the owner, the marakama, is a peddler who's often out of town for extended periods of time, the avagav de lotoin ta'anina le'anan. Even though the peddler wasn't towing, we would be towing for him because it's a very possible that he didn't realize that he was a peddler and he was out of town. So that's why he's in a weakened state of a claim, and that's why we would be towing for him. Umo de Rav Huna bechanusa de mechuza, and Rav Huna also, Rav Huna, who requires consecutive, right, that we had an Amud Aleph, would agree by stores. Stores in the mechuza marketplace, dil yamama avida lelel yelo avida. People only use stores during the day, not at night, and therefore he wouldn't have to bring rayas that he didn't live there at night because it is not needed. Right? The Yad Ramah says it's a davar she'ena ose tadir, right? And therefore you wouldn't need it. Tosfos has a daya here in Tosfos Modeh. It's 2 days in Tosfos. So in this case, by the stores, so is 3 years enough? Tosfos has a daya that you need 6 years. Because 3 years is only half of the usage. Right, that's a day in Tosfos. But if we think it's just a day in Tosfos, look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem, where this is discussed. The Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chanuyo shel tagarim, v'chayosi bohem, she'ein darm bohem ela bayom, kiven she'dar bohem gibol shanim bayom, hareza chazaka. Shulchan Aruch. 3 years, like we would have understood. Ramah, v'yeish omrim, de'be'inan she'hechzik bohem, shisha shanim bayom. Tur b'shem arash, v'harayvid, v'hamagin mishnah, v'harashba, v'chinkasiv, hatosvos. Right, that tosvos is quoted in the Ramah, right there in Choshen Mishpat. V'yeish b'chalkim, dim hoysa kfar chanus, sagi v'cheska gimel shonim, avolam hoya kfar bayis, v'hu asa mimena chanus, orach amaksud, shehechzik b'ashi shishonim b'yom. Okesvar azu nir li l'haris. He's b'chalik between whether it was originally a store or not. Either way, that is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Sma here discusses, and the Aruch HaShulchan discuss, other applications. Number one, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan, just to read the line in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan here, in the end of Simen Kuf Mem, the Aruch HaShulchan here discusses, relating to stores. He says, what about our stores, Bizman HaZeh? Vida, says the Aruch HaShulchan 120 years ago. Techanuyos Shalanu, She'ein Asuyim, Rak Leshev Bohem Bishora, Velo Ladur Bohem. You can't live in the store. Right, there's a storefront. L'chala day is Dai B'Gimel Shanim. So he says, in our day, you would for sure say only 3 years, not six, because the only reason that Tosfos and other Rishonim say maybe 6 years, because you can live there. You just don't, but you could. So maybe you need a double. But in a place where you can't, like our stores, there's no bed there. There's nobody lives there. It's not a residential area. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to have that. And he compares it to the other line that the Shulchan Aruch has. The Shulchan Aruch has, the Sma. The Sma discusses, fascinating. We think, where does this come up? I don't have stores. What happens seats in shul? Somebody sits in your seat in shul for 3 years and you don't say a word. After 3 years, you come over and say, hey, you're in my seat. So what do you mean? You're only in the seat during shul hours, during davening times. You're not in the, so you, do you need like 55 years worth? Because you have, according to that day of Tosfos, or do you say that nobody lives in the shul? The Sma. The Im Tomar. Halo gam b'makomos de beis haknesses. Zman b'tilosam to call lailo l'fachos hu yadua. Kamo b'chanus. V'yafilu hachi yitzorach l'hashlim. Right? So he said, why would shul be different? V'yesh lomar. De shiny makomos de beis haknesses. De ein shayach bo tashmish acher ki im leshev alayhin ba'iz ba'ol his palel. That's all you do in a seat in a shul. V'lachain mechash. Sitting in your seat during tefillah hours is the same as sitting in the house the entire day. Because there's nothing else to do in your seat in shul except for daven. It says, the store you can live in, So why would you need less for davening and more for the stores, possibly 6 years? Because the stores you can use for other things, but not when it comes to a shul. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Our stores, he would treat like shul seats. That's what he says, because nobody lives in the stores bisman hazeh. Okay, weiter. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rami bar Chama, Rav Upfa bar Chama. Two brothers, Zavane Yamsa Bahadi Adadi. They both together bought a certain maidservant. Marish Tamish Ba, Rishon Vishniya Vishlishis. One brother used it for year 1, 3, and 5. But Marish Tamish Ba, Shniya, Berevius, Vishishis. And the other brother used it year 2, 4, and 6. Nafak Iri Lave. And now the original owner comes and wants his shifcha. It says, oh, what are you talking about? It's my shifcha. Also, the Kamed Rava. So they came in front of Rava. Amalu, he says to them, my time abditsu hachi. Why did each of you switch off years? Kihechi delo tachasku hadadi. You didn't want one brother to use it for 3 years, and then the other brother would be out of, being tough. Hey, I use it, it's mine. No, you don't want that? Guess what? It works for yourselves. It also worked for the original owner. Just like for you, it didn't create a chazaka within each other. So la'ama too. So I'm sorry, but you have to bring a raya that you bought the shifcha. This is only in the Baba Metzia we have itda, but either way, it's itra here, right? This is only if they didn't write itra. They didn't write some type of partnership agreement, which shows that they're partners in this. If there's a partnership agreement, then there's a call, and therefore it would belong to them. Tosas here discusses in Delo, that the Gemara says later on in this parak that Shutfin never have a chazaka, Zelzeh. Hashutfin ain't have a chazaka, Zelzeh. So what's the Gemara talking about here? That because they did this, they never have a chazaka, Zelzeh. Anyway, Levishalohai Alame, they should fist. Tosas discusses, maybe they did it anyway. Shotishtake Hashutfis. They went above and beyond. Okay, Tosa discusses that. Period. Amar Rava, Achla Kula Chutzmi Beis Rova. What if the person has a Cheskas Gemul Shanim on an entire field except for one area? He left one area out that he did not use, that he did not plant in. Beis Rova. So Kana Kula Chutzmi Beis Rova. So Rava says, okay, that corner, you don't have a Chazaka in. That goes back to the original owner, and you have everything besides the Beis Rova. Machlokas, we're showing him here, what if it's less than a Beis Rova? Do we say Bat L'Daito, and that's Nigrari after the rest of the field? Or do we say, no, it's separate. Machlokas between the Rosh and the a day on the Shita. Amr Afun Ebrei Rav Yeshua, below Amr Nala Dabar Zriyahi, when do we say, when does Rava say that area that you didn't seed, you weren't machzik and you have to give it back? That's only where it is a barzria, where you could have seeded it. Avalav barzria hi, but if it's not a barzria, so kani le'agavara, then it just is nigra with the rest of the field. Right? Because after all, what were you supposed to do with it? So maskalvara bibi rabbi, wait a minute, delamiata, tsunma bama yikne. If you buy a rocky area, so how could you be kona that anyway? No, you can still use it. You could put your animals to grill, walk around there. You could spread out your fruit there. So there are ways to have a cheskas gemul shanim on non-zoreyaable, not right, but places to plant. So you should have put your animals there. You should have spread out your fruit there. If you didn't spread out your fruit there, that's a reyasa, and therefore that area, even if it's not bar zriya, goes back to the ma'arer, goes back to the original owner. You only take what you were machzik in. Period. The Rambam, and this Rambam has come up often, the Rambam in the first parak of Ochos Mechira takes this Gemara. What does this Gemara say? The Gemara says, for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, it's enough not even to physically work the land. You could just spread out your fruit or let your animals graze there. That works for the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, what we call the Chazaka of Raya. What's the Rambam Mechadesh? That also works for the Chazaka of Kinyan. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Aleph Halakha Tesvav, right, the Ravid argues on this. The Rambam says it also in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana. The Rambam says to be a Kinyan Chazaka. Right, you don't have to dig in the land. Just spread out your fruit. Spread out your fruit in the land. That's enough. Sorry. So we'll get to Hefker. We'll get to Hefker. He's machalik that maybe by Hefker it is not enough. By Hefker it is not enough. But we'll see. But the Shulchan Aruch also quotes this. Let's just read it from the Shulchan Aruch. I have the Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf. Actually, now just bring the Rambam. Rambam in Mechira. It's Mechira Aleph Tezvav. The Kinyan. The Rambam says there, you might read this Gemara and say, it's in the Gemara, but it's not befeirish in the Gemara, because the Gemara is about Kinyan Chazaka Shel Raya and not Chazaka Shel Kinyan. Let me just read the Rambam. The Rambam says in the first parak of Mechira, and then again in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana, the Rambam says, Haisa Karka Tzachiyach Sela, She'ein Ba Lo Gedera Ve Lo Peritza Ve'ein Abazriya. It's not a basriya. Here he's not talking about chazak moshanim. That's in Hilchos Toin Viditan. Here it's Hilchos Mechira. Kinya chazaka. Hare ha chazaka shekona osaba shnichas peros o hamadas behema sham v'chayotze b'zeh mishar tashbish. Just put your things there. That's fine. And the Ravid says, Amar Abraham ha-milsa lo mechavra. Tahai chazaka achilas peros hi. The achilas peros lo mahanya ela kinegetaina. What's kenegataina? Against the macha. It works for cheskes. The Ravid knows this gemara. The Ravid says this is about cheskes gemoshanim. Aval mikni ba'ara lo kanya elamidi de mahanya la'ara kein na'al gadar. You have to do something physical act with the land. Put a fence around it or something like that. So that's the machlokas. Rambam Ravid, whether you extend this. Yeah, you just noted that the Rambam himself does admit that there is a one time that shtichas peres does not work. If you're trying to be machzik karka shel hefker, there you have to do more of a haraz bailos because there's nobody being makna it to you, and that's why it would be more. Okay, we'll have to stop here before the story. Hahuda Amar, we continue by the Hashem next time as we continue the march through now, Cheskas Habatim. Okay, we'll stop here.